praise be Jesus and Mary. Franciscan spirituality. When we say Franciscan spirituality, what do we mean? We mean the spirit of Saint Francis. What is found most evident in the spirit of Saint Francis? The virtue, the disposition. And we see what shines forth in Saint Francis, a spirit of simplicity and a spirit of joy. So this is why we have the phrase Franciscan joy. Okay, this is part of Franciscan spirituality. So following our Holy Father Saint Francis, all of the friars, we strive to have the spirit of simplicity and Franciscan joy. And that's exactly what we see in the saint we celebrate today, Saint Felix of Cantalice. In fact, his name, Felix, means happy, joyful. And it seems that he was given the grace of God to have a natural disposition of being amiable towards others. He was born in the year 1515, and like so many other saints, grew up on a farm, pious peasant parents. And we see how just that atmosphere in itself is such an aid to cultivating a spirit of simplicity, the simple life. And we see how today's world is a bit different, you know? Practically right from the womb, you're given iPods and cell phones and everything else, and life is complicated. And so we need to work harder at simplifying our lives as much as possible and simplifying our souls by having a simple intention of loving and pleasing God and being good to our neighbor. And so Saint Felix grew up with this wonderful, simple, pious formation. And he attained the Franciscan spirit really before he even entered the order. It was only later on when he was given the opportunity to put aside his work here in the world at the age of 28 that he became a novice, okay, in the Franciscan order. And God did put him to the test. He had to deal with many temptations and sickness. There was a doubt on whether he had the vocation because, you know, the difficulties he was experiencing. But he persevered. And again, simplicity of soul, abandoning himself to God's holy will. Now, once he did make his profession, he was sent to Rome. And the superiors noticing the gifts of God that he had, in particular, his joyfulness, his affable spirit, you know, which attracted people to him, they gave him the duty of being the friary quester. And so he went about the streets of Rome begging for the provisions of the friary. And it is there that he encountered so many people and edified them by his good example, built them up and strengthened them in the faith by his good word. And he was known to be a saint for his virtue in fulfilling this duty as quaestor. And so here we have in Saint Felix of Cantalice a wonderful, edifying Franciscan saint who shines forth these virtues of simplicity and Franciscan joy. Let's strive to imitate him, and let's ask him for the grace, okay? Because all virtues cannot be practiced without God's grace. And so let's ask the intercession of Saint Felix. Pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus. Spirit.